Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Internet Phantoms podcast exclusive. FaceTat has face beef with FaceTat. it's FaceTat versus FaceTat here on the Internet Phantoms podcast.
What the fuck is the internet?
On the internet?
FaTat.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
FaTat. Rated R.
Oh my god, here we fucking go. This fucking lame ass dude.
Well, wait. Can you tell everyone what's good? What's been going on?
All right. So a couple months ago, I believe maybe May, we recorded an episode and we were talking about how we really wanted to get the @FaceTat handle on Instagram and Twitter. And we were calling all of our listeners to try our best to help us get that. And, you know, no luck. But I was persistent and I told dude, I messaged him and I let him know. I was like, hey, I got $100 for you. So I hit him up May 21st at 11:43 a.m. and I said, Ayo, can I buy this ad off you? No response. May 21st, 10:47 p.m. Serious inquiry. June 6th, the day that we recorded the podcast at 4:08. I got $100 for you. Please, sir. No response. Today at 12:11 p.m. Yo, at this point in time, your posts are kind of damaging my brand. I'm going to need you to change your handle. No more Hunter for you. Like, I fuck with your tattoos and would let you tattoo my face, but damn, your OnlyFans? Come on. Then, buddy wanted to make a little fucking post about me. A 36-year-old man wanted to make a post about me. And you know what? He's a fucking dumbass. You want to know why? Because he's got his fucking business everywhere. So you know what that means.
What does that mean, FaceTat? What does it mean?
I'm going to fucking waste their time today.
Yes! And now, really quick, my favorite part about his post about you is that he didn't show when you were very polite and offering him cash for a fucking Instagram handle.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't show that part.
No. He liked his own post, by the way.
Oof. Yeah, he's down bad. And didn't one threaten you already?
Yeah. I got threatened by the receptionist. Yeah.
Wait, can we read some of the comments first?
Yeah. Let's read some of the comments.
Here's the most recent one. Ha 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 ha, little bitches, stop your lil fuckboy shit and come get it. I am so down to watch a grown man beat the shit out of shitbags like you. Just a goofy guy having fun with life. I'm just a guy trying to make others feel good. Oh, and that's from his other Gummy Beer 000.
Let's do this. I'm mad that you followed him.
I didn't follow him.
Yes,
ew, I'm fucking following him now! Dude, what the fuck?
Yo, he's got a whole highlight for naughty.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Yeah, fuck it. All right, we gonna do this. Are you ready?
Radio Shack keeps you in constant communication with their affordable, transportable cellular telephone.
Hello? Oh, yes, he's right here. It's for you.
Yes?
I'm the buddy. It's Christopher. How can I help you?
How you doing, Christopher? How's it going today? Hi, I was calling to inquire about a piercing. Do you do Prince Albert's?
We do. $15.
Awesome. Well, I would have offered you that for the fucking @FaceTat handle.
Wait, you hung up?
Yeah, you hung up. Yeah, he goes, 100. Yo, that was so funny.
That's not a bad price, though. That's pretty
good. It's not a bad price at all. Oh, fuck. I didn't. Yo, he might leak my number.
Did you not? You didn't put it on private?
Nah, because it was a business.
If anything, that just makes you real.
I hope he leaks my number. Anyways, I responded because I was really upset because of the fact that bro was really just being weird, man. He's just like, his whole bio and persona and shit is just fucking disgusting. You know what I mean? As a 36-year-old man, like, that he's got some really deep-rooted problems if he's really fucking over here saying piercing artist, animal lover, tattoo junkie, lifter, silly guy, big-hearted, cook, ex-bouncer, naughty thinker, gamer.
It does not say gamer. It does not.
Yeah, and he's got his Xbox Live there too.
If this was like 10 years ago, I would just call him the N-word on Xbox.
Oh, most definitely.
I'll do it now. Speaking of the N word.
Well, no, I gotta go back into this. I didn't get to what I wanted to say.
Oh yeah, for it.
So I commented on the pit. I found the photo like an hour late because somebody fucking tagged me in it. So yeah, so bro, I saw that. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And so I commented, like, as soon as I seen it, I said, okay, naughty thinker, winky face, because, you know, I'm actually kind of feeling some tension here. I think he wants to fuck me a little bit. So he goes, fuck off, hater. If you want to earn this handle, come see me and do something. And I said, honestly, have the shit. You're clearly going somewhere in life being a pay pig, LOL. And then the receptionist responds. And she says, if you're broke and bitter, you could have said so.
How are you broke? You're offering him $100.
Exactly. Who even are you? A nobody DJ? Or what? I'm confused. LOL. LMAO. I bet you're missing a toenail and your bed is on the floor. Well, my bed is on the floor if you wanted to know.
And mine too.
I responded to that.
It's a look.
It is. It's
I got
an
it
aesthetic.
On a tiny platform.
It's an aesthetic. It's for aesthetic purposes. It's cozy. And then she wants to respond back. And I responded back and said, Shawty, what the fuck is you? I know damn well you ain't even touched 10K on OnlyFans yet. I bet you ain't touched 10K ever. LMAO, give your balls a tug. Well, bitch, let me break it to you. I touched 10K this year. Suck my dick, bitch. And you know what? I'm about to get my dick pierced by your little man, so I don't care.
Face Tat's gonna make Face Tat hold Face Tat's dick.
Yeah. Pause.
Hey, man, you said it.
Yo, look at the matter of fact, yo.
He's
look
a soy boy.
Yo, look at the fucking post underneath the one from mine.
Day 80?
Yeah, just watch that.
Ew, 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 ew. Oh my God, ew, he's rubbing his nipples.
Yeah, I'm going to question that.
That's gummy bear for you, dude.
And you know what? I was really thinking about some other shit today. I was like, yo, we really started this podcast at the beginning of the fucking pandemic. And look at us now. We're on like episode what now? Like almost 30?
This will be... good question. Let me see something. This will be episode 27 though. So really quick, I got a funny story about work. So it's been like, it was my third day, right? This was recently. And this dude comes in, he's buying this like dope ass looking whiskey, this cool square bottle. It's got Japanese on it. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? So I'm reading it. I'm just checking it out. It's like super cool. It's simple Japanese. And then I read the top. I read the English where the name is. And it says Nika, and I I look at it and I go to him, I go, oh, that's a weird name for a whiskey. He's like, oh yeah, huh? I'm like, yeah, dude, like I don't even think I can say this to some of my friends.
God.
And he's telling me a story about how this one time he went to a liquor store and he had to ask a guy where it was, and it was a black guy. And he's like, yeah, dude, like I didn't want to say it. I kept going, oh, you know, like the Japanese one, blah 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 blah. And yeah, he just wouldn't say it. So yeah, there's Nika whiskey.
Oh God.
I don't feel comfortable saying it.
Dude, that's fucking crazy. Is that actually like a brand? Like, have you tried it before?
Nah, but it was $70, dude, so it's probably good.
How's it spelled?
It was like $70 for like a small Nikka.
Oh no.
It's spelled like, yeah, dude.
Oh no. Oh no.
I also got a story about my mom chasing a drug dealer. I don't think I ever told.
That sounds crazy. You know what? Honestly, you know what your life really reminds me of?
Oh, God. What?
Shameless.
Ah, come on!
Well, I guess it's going to be time to put the shameless plug in there that the Internet Phantoms are over here looking ways to improve the brand and build on the platform. So we've been actually discussing between the two of us to actually go separate ways and to maybe potentially do our own solo shows in the future. Right now I'm
whoa, you made it sound like
all right, cut that. We're gonna break up. Yeah, no, that's not bad.
I was like, wait, I didn't know about this.
Yeah, but now in order to bring the platform up to a higher level, we're gonna start new episodes coming soon. One that's going to be confirmed already is Face Tat's Coffee Club, which will be an early morning episode, you know, hanging back, relaxing, shooting the shit while sipping on a nice coffee. Hopefully you guys will enjoy that. And yeah, so email us if you'd like to participate in Face Tat's Coffee Club. We're looking for guests at the moment.
That is right. We're looking for guests for Face Tat's Coffee Corner and possibly coming
coffee
soon.
Coffee Club,
also.
Coffee Club, Coffee Club.
Oh, see, I already don't even know. Face Tats Coffee Club 100% will be coming soon, and a possible addition to the Internet Phantoms podcast family will be Henny Milk's drunk wrestling podcast called Grabbing Boys. The name is being workshopped right now.
Yeah, it will be coming soon. And this episode is actually sponsored by none other than Shop Heirlooms. If you're looking for any nice vintage clothing in... No, I seriously got an ad read because this is my home. No, this is a serious ad read. Fuck you.
I thought you were going to say Blue Chew.
No. I actually got something I want to promote.
We're sponsored.
Yeah. Because I've been getting shown love. You know, shout out to Shop Heirlooms. If you want to check out Shop Heirlooms, they are a vintage clothing shop based out of New Jersey. Check them out on Instagram and Twitter at Shop Heirlooms, and their website is shopheirlooms. I don't know what the fuck it is, but the link will be in the description of the fucking podcast. Holla at my boy L. Tell him Face Test sent you, or Money Mike. Tell him somebody sent you, and you know shit will get you right. Yeah, shout out to the gang. Uh oh. But yo, we about to wrap this up.
Thank you for joining us once again. We got Face Tats Coffee Club coming soon. We're going to be grabbing boys soon. God, that's awful name. We're going to be doing it all. We got more podcasts coming, more episodes, more segments. We ain't going anywhere. Shout out Adrian. Shout out everybody. Thank you for listening. We're here for you guys every Friday. We love you.
Ayo, shout out to the Face Tat Task Force for everything you've done for me today. I love everybody. That's it. Yeah, that's all I got to say.
We came strapped.
We came strapped.
Thank you for joining us, everybody.